some news from our company today, Nextar. Mm. We run the
fast-growing
News Nation cable operation, and Elizabeth Vargas is the latest addition.
Oh, very nice.
She was here in Chicago at WBBM TV Channel 2 for a long time. Then went on famously to ABC 2020, and she's going to do a weeknight hour starting in April, 5 to 6 p.m. Chicago time. Very Elizabeth nice. Vargas on News Nation.
Wow.
Cable. Yeah, how about that?
That's big time. Quite a lineup. Excuse me. You know what I'm loving? Chris Cuomo.
He's good.
I watch him almost every night now. It's interesting guests. His style. Talk about balance. We always say we're trying to present both sides of things. He has representatives from both sides of the aisle on talking about things, and is challenging to both of them. I think he's a terrific interviewer. I love watching his show. Says Dean Richards for the big billboard that's going to go up over O'Hare, where there's plenty of people to watch billboards right now.
Don't let me forget this spring when Elizabeth Vargas starts her News Nation show to tell the story about a conversation I had with her on the steps of Bill Curtis's house when she was first going to New York. And I'm sure she's forgotten it, but I haven't. So.
Was this after you were in New York with West 57th Street?
I don't remember. All I remember is Elizabeth.
But I can understand why.
Better stop now because Marianne will be awake very soon.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Golden Globes last night. And by the way, crying should not be allowed on the Golden Globes. You win one of those things, stop with the crying and carrying on. It's only a Golden Globe.
Well, for one thing, you know what gets me is when they win and they get up there and they can't believe it and they're not prepared. You did not know that you were nominated and there was a 1 in 5 chance that you were going to go up there. You shouldn't be that shocked. You got nominated.
Just don't cry.
That's the
Stop
part that gets me. That's the part that gets me. All right. First, let me just start with the overall tone of the show. I used to love the Golden Globes back in the day when Ricky Gervais was the host. Yeah, it was a little mean-spirited, but that was kind of fun. And yeah, everybody was drunk on the show, but that was kind of fun. And then Tina Fey and Amy Poehler took over, and they were fun. It was always like one of the best award show parties of the year. Last night, it was so sedate and so quiet. It wasn't that funny. It's like the life was taken out of the show. And in many ways, the life was taken out of the show because the Golden Globes went through a really tough year surrounding ethical allegations, a complete lack of diversity in their membership. So they have done a lot to try to change all of that. Nonetheless, it was our first look for award season at the best of TV and the movies, and here were last night's big winners.
And the Golden Globe goes to Abbott Elementary.
House of the Dragon.
The White Lotus.
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Mr. Spielberg, step right up. Here we have the Fabelmans.
Not a bad night for Steven Spielberg. He won Best Picture of the Year Drama and also won Best Director last night. Three awards were given to The Banshees of Inisherin. Three awards were given to Abbott Elementary. Those were the top winners of the night. But then beyond that, it was two awards for Fablemans, two awards for White Lotus, which won in the limited series category. As far as the winners last night, the acting winners, Colin Farrell won for Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, of which The Banshees of Inisherin are neither. I never understand that. Colin Farrell won Best Actor. Michelle Yeoh won from Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. on the Best Picture side, aside from Fablemans. Cate Blanchett won Best Actress for Tar. I expect her to clean up during award season for her amazing performance. And I was happy to see young Austin Butler get an award last night for Best Actor in a Drama, even though his movie was a musical, really. It was all music, the Elvis music. I was happy to see him win. He's getting trashed on social media for people are saying, why is he doing the fake Elvis voice? Why is he still doing that fake Elvis voice?
That's his real voice,
that's
right?
That's his real voice. I mean, you know, he did say that he channeled Elvis when he took on this role, that, you know, he dug deep inside of it. But I interviewed him before the movie came out, and he's just kind of a soft-spoken guy. He's got a little bit of a southern twinge, tiny bit of southern twinge, but it's very definitely not talking in an Elvis voice. The people on social media that are trolling this guy, just leave him alone. He's guy just won a big award.
he seems like such a nice guy.
He is super nice guy. And on behalf of him, I'm going to say, get off my back. Leave the man alone. He's too nice to say it. I apparently am not.
He was with Priscilla, and I think I saw Lisa Marie
yeah,
as well.
They were all at the same table. He actually came with his sister to the event, but he was with the Presleys last night and thanked them. He thanked Denzel Washington because Denzel was the one who made the introduction to director Baz Luhrmann, recommending him for this. And he was just tickled to be up on stage. You know, he's on stage. He was clearly starstruck that Brad Pitt was right in the front row. He shouts out to Quentin Tarantino, I made a copy of the Pulp Fiction script when I was 12 years old. I'm such a big fan. So you got to love, you know, that kind of unbridled enthusiasm. On the television side, House of the Dragon won Best TV Drama. Kevin Costner won Best Actor from Yellowstone. Zendaya won Best Actress for Euphoria. TV Comedy was Abbott Elementary. They won three awards, as I had mentioned before. Best Actor of the Year, Jeremy Allen White, starring in the Chicago-based series The Bear. And Quinta Brunson won Best Actress. For Best Limited Series, it was White Lotus winning the Best Series of the Year. Evan Peters won Best Actor. He's the guy that played Jeffrey Dahmer. And I don't know, it was a little creepy. You know, it's like celebrating Dahmer. You know, during the whole thing. I mean, it was an eerie, you know, spectacularly eerie performance, but it just felt a little, maybe it's a little too close to home for, you know, for us here. And Amanda Seyfried won Best Actress in a limited series.
Dean, you know who the most hated people are now at those award shows? The musicians who play people off.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. The poor. I think they only had one musician last night. A woman, they acknowledged her on the air, and I don't remember her name, but...
Oh, the piano player.
Very lovely acoustic piano player, but she was playing everybody off. I mean, they were they were running... I hope I get played off today in honor of that, by the way.
We can do that.
It's been a long time since I've gotten played off. The show was running tremendously long. All the speeches last night were running tremendously long, so I can only imagine that the producers, you know, were in panic mode trying to, you know, get things to end on time. As it was, the show didn't even end till about 10:20. It was about 20 minutes late. And, you know, they start playing the music underneath the talking on some of the big speeches. They were doing that. It's so rude. And a couple of the speeches, Colin Farrell told them when they tried to play him off, to stop it, and Michelle Yeoh said, stop it, I'll come and beat you up. I can beat you up. I mean, most of the people just completely ignored the music.
I heard a shut up in there, too, somewhere.
Yeah, that might have, I don't know if that was Michelle Yeoh. I think that was Michelle Yeoh who said shut up. She was one of the winners last night. Let's take a listen to a little montage of some of last night's big winners, starting with Quinta Brunson.
Comedy is so important to me. Comedy brings people together. Comedy gives us all the same laugh. Hey, Brad Pitt.
Nobody really knows who we are until we're courageous enough to tell everyone who we are. And I spent a lot of time trying to figure out when I could tell that story. And I figured out when I turned about 74 years old, I said, you better do it now.
Brendan, I love you so much. I love you so much. To get to cohabitate this creative space with you every day. All I did when I came to work every day was aspire to be your equal. I'm not saying I even got there, but the aspiration kept me going. And I thank you for that for the rest of my days also.
Mike White, you have given me hope for... Just you've given me a new beginning. Even this is the end, because you did kill me off, but it doesn't matter, because... Even if this is the end, you sort of changed my life in a million different ways. And my neighbors are speaking to me, things like that. And
yeah, the Jennifer Coolidge, she was on a couple of times last night, once as a presenter, and then she won as Best Supporting Actress in a limited series for White Lotus. And she's just... Just absolutely all over the place. Really funny. A couple of special awards were given last night. Ryan Murphy, the mega producer, was given the Carol Burnett Career Achievement Award. And another Murphy, Eddie Murphy, got the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award last night. And he had some advice for young actors.
I've been in show business for 46 years. And I've been in the movie business for 41 years. I want to let you know that there is a definitive blueprint that you can follow to achieve success, prosperity, longevity, and peace of mind. Pay your taxes. Mind your business. And keep Will Smith's wife's name.
Single funniest moment on the show, right there. I wondered if there was going to be a Will Smith reference, or if somehow they were going to parody the Will Smith slap somehow. But not too many people can get away with it, but certainly Eddie Murphy can, because of his superstar status, making fun of Will Smith. So that was a nice moment. Do we have time to listen to the Austin Butler voice?
Yes, let's make time, because I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Love Austin Butler, but social media is trolling this guy like crazy, saying, what's up with the fake Elvis voice? Why is he still doing Elvis's voice? Now, I interviewed him at Graceland last April. This was before the movie ever came out. And I talked to him. And so here's Austin Butler pre the release of the movie Elvis.
Do you relate to this in some way? I mean, a young performer, like Elvis was a young performer about to explode. Can you relate to what Elvis must have gone through as a young man, personally?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like he's still teaching me so much, because there's so many of those, even little quotes that he would say or that sort of thing, that will hit me. And after days where you're on a red carpet and you're here and you're there and there's so much noise, and then...
Yeah, so there's Austin Butler. That was last April. And, I guess if you have a vivid imagination, you can say he sounds like Elvis. But this is Austin Butler last night and what he sounds like now.
I just am so grateful right now. I'm in this room full of my heroes. Brad, I love you. Quentin, I printed out the Pulp Fiction script when I was 12. I cannot believe I'm here right now.
Yeah. Leave him alone. Leave the young man alone.
Maybe a little. Maybe. I mean, there's a touch of Southern in there, but he's just like kind of soft-spoken. I don't think he sounds like Elvis at all.
No. But I don't think he should have gone up there with a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
That may have influenced some people.
What are you cooking on TV today?
I'm doing, tomorrow would have been my mom's 100th birthday. So I wanted to do something in honor of my mom. And when we were kids, she used to make all the time a ground beef and Greek pasta dish. Super simple, really easy. But I take one taste of it and it brings me back to, being a kid on the South Side and my mom making these recipes. In fact, she made it once, when we were adults. And I was like, oh, boy, the memories. He used to make this all the time. She looked at me and said, did you not know how poor we were and how many different ways I could make ground beef with different things? So this is my mom's did you not know how poor we were Greek pasta and ground beef recipe that I'm cooking at 9:35 this morning.
You will watch on WGN TV. Talk to you here tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
See you then.